It is time for Wonderful Water, our monthly segment checking in with the Orange Water and Sewer Authority, which serves our community, taking care of our water in very many ways. And this month, we're going to be talking about wastewater. When many of us flush the toilet or turn off our water taps, it might be the last time we think about where that water is going. But really, for Owassa, that is just where their team gets started as it now heads to their wastewater treatment plant. We are joined on the phone today by Monica Dodson, who is Owassa's wastewater treatment plant and a biosolids recycling manager. Monica, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Hi, Brighton. It's a pleasure to be here with today.
So one reason that we are talking about wastewater is that you guys have now put out the new wastewater quality report card for 2020. Before we get into the details on that, I'm hoping that you can share, for those who are kind of unfamiliar with the process, what Owassa does in terms of treating wastewater in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first step is safely getting the wastewater to the treatment plant. Owassa has about 350 miles of pipe across the community that carries the wastewater to the treatment plant on Mason Farr Road, and we're located between the UNC Botanical Gardens and the UNC Finley Golf Course. So once it arrives, the wastewater goes under a combination of physical, chemical, and biological processes to clean the wastewater, where either we're going to return it to the environment through Morgan Creek as it makes its way to Jordan Lake, or we're going to reuse or reclaim some of that highly treated wastewater to be used for non-drinking water purposes like cooling buildings, flushing toilets, or irrigation.
Got it. And so with this new wastewater quality report card, you guys have met or surpassed all of the needed regulations regarding wastewater treatment. I imagine that is exactly what you are aiming for and what you guys have done in the past. Any other highlights from that quality report card and how that kind of shapes what you guys are doing in terms of working on your treatment plans?
Yeah, so well, certainly one of our biggest highlights is at the wastewater treatment plant is our people. It takes a lot of hard work and teamwork to run the operation, and that includes our maintenance team, which is making sure everything is running smoothly, as well as our operators and our lab staff that are monitoring samples and running the daily tasks of the plant. We certainly try to highlight their important work in our report. Our annual report also highlights our water quality data. And as you mentioned, we're happy to report that Owassa met or surpassed all federal and state regulations regarding our wastewater treatment.
Do you guys typically see any big changes in the data that you get in this report card each year? I imagine that depending on what it is you guys are doing to the several steps you guys take to treat the water, it's pretty regularly consistent. But what are some changes in specific data points that you guys monitor year over year?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we typically don't see a whole lot of changes in our data from year to year. And again, that's in part, largely part due to the hard work of our team members every day. There certainly can be events that occur that can change items in our report from time to time, like our wastewater overflows. These are more likely to occur during severe weather events. So overall, most of the data is pretty consistent. One of the things that we're particularly proud of is, you know, we continue to work to optimize our wastewater treatment process and continue to do the best job that we can do. And so we continue to, this year, you know, one of the things you'll see highlighted on the report is our nutrient removal. And so we were able to further reduce the amount of nutrients that we're putting back into the environment through our highly treated wastewater stream. So we're particularly proud about that continued work.
We're speaking with Monica Dodson, the wastewater treatment plant and biosolids recycling manager for the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And Monica, something we've all been obviously very focused on is the COVID-19 pandemic this past year. Is there anything in terms of the wastewater treatment process that has been affected by the pandemic, or is there any part of your research or the treatment plans that have been affected or used to track the virus in our community?
Yeah, as the pandemic began, you know, we certainly focused on our simple essential operations to be able to continue providing our services to our community in a safe way that protected the health of our employees and our community. Last July, we started providing weekly wastewater samples to the researchers within the North Carolina Policy Collaboratory in support of wastewater surveillance for COVID-19. We're very proud of our relationship and partnership with local universities, and we always want to support scientific research in water and wastewater. So so that we can find better ways to operate on behalf of our community. North Carolina is also one of the states that's been approached to continue providing these wastewater samples to a national COVID tracking effort. So we actually detail this work in our newly released wastewater report card, so we encourage folks to take a look at that.
So you mentioned a little bit about how the treatment process works and where that does happen. Can you share with us what happens to this treated wastewater after OWASA is finished with it? How is it shared again with the community?
Yeah. So after the wastewater goes through the treatment process, there's really two options from there. Most of the water is going to be returned to the environment. We discharge the highly treated wastewater into Morgan Creek, which again carries it to Jordan Lake, where it serves as a drinking water supply for our neighbors. So it's critical that we're meeting all our regulations and standards because other communities downstream are relying on that. The water that's not discharged down Morgan Creek is either going to be reused or reclaimed, mainly going to UNC campus, again, for non-drinking water purposes, for cooling buildings, flushing toilets, or irrigation.
That does make sense. We're speaking with Monica Dodson, who is the Wastewater Treatment Plant and Biosolids Recycling Manager for OWASA. And you can find out more information by going to their website, which is owasa.org. And Monica, to begin to wrap things up here, what can the community do to check out this report card and some steps that the community can take in order to help OWASA achieve its goals on its yearly report card?
Yeah, so the full report is available on our website, owasa.org. So I encourage everyone to go check it out, take a look. You can also follow us on social media to see our latest messages. We're both on Facebook and Twitter. We also have a small mailer that's coming out to customers within the next few weeks that'll have some of the highlights from our annual report. So keep an eye out for that. And something that, you know, things that our community can do to help is, I mentioned earlier that it's a team effort in treating the community's wastewater. And that really starts with our community. Our customers are critical team members. So remembering that the only things that should go down the drains are what we call the three P's, pee, poo, and toilet paper. You know, some wipes are marketed as flushable wipes, but these are not made of the same material as toilet paper, and they don't break down in the same way. And these can cause blockages, which can lead to wastewater overflows and costly repairs. Additionally, fats, oils, and grease from cooking. Sometimes people put these down the drain, which can also clog our pipes and lead to wastewater overflows. So we should be collecting that, let it cool, and throwing that away.
Once again, OWASA's annual wastewater report card is now available on their website, owasa.org. And Monica Dodson, our wastewater treatment plant and biosolids recycling manager, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brighton.
Once again, this segment of Wonderful Water has been brought to us in partnership with OWASA, the Orange Water and Sewer Authority.